please be seated.
我要请两个人上来告诉我上个礼拜你听到什么，好不好？
I'm going to ask two persons to share what we spoke about last week.
你说好，但是不要叫我。
It is a good thing, but please don't
tell me. 吓死你了。
It's so frightening.
我每次上神学课的时候，
Every time I have a seminar, a theological study,
我就请一两个学生把上一次讲出来。
I will always appoint one or two students to tell us what was taught last week.
我发现有的人吸收的好得不得了。
And I know that some people have absorbed greatly.
有的讲讲一些皮毛的事情。
But some people just talk about the surface.
有的人把每一堂最重要的要点、最独特的地方都讲出来。
And some people talk about the most important part of every single lesson.
所以你们听，有时候做一点笔记，试试看。以后我开始请一些人上来讲，好不好？
So you have to take some notes. Perhaps in the future, we invite you up here.
那我就确定以后不来了。
And then you say maybe I won't come.
上帝叫你来，你一定来的，你不会不来的。
If the Lord asks you to come here, you will surely be here.
我们大家一同打开希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章，我们今天要单单读几节的圣经。我们上个礼拜讲到第几节？
第十三。
啊？讲到第十二节是吗？啊？现在我们大家一同读第十二、第十三节。一、二、三。上帝的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至灵魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都赤裸破开，在心中的思念和主意都能辨明，并且被造的没有一样在他的意志。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主面前都是赤裸敞开的。我们大家再念这几节圣经，再念一次好不好？第四章我们念从第十二节开始。一、二、三。上帝的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能赤裸破开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤裸敞开的。我们再次低头祷告。主，我们恭敬把今天的聚会交托给你，愿主你真理的圣灵运行在我们众位的心中，你所造的人愿意在造他们的主面前领受创造者对自己要启示出来的真理。我们感谢你，愿主给你的仆人讲理翻译的同感一领，把你的话传讲清楚，使我们的信心得到建立，使我们的灵性得到丰盛。我们感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督的名求的，阿们。上个礼拜我们提到了关于以色列人在上帝怒中发誓的时候，对他们说：“你们断不能进入我的安息。”
Last week we mentioned that the Israelites did not enter into the rest of God because the Lord had an oath in His anger.
那么，真正的安息就是享受神在神自己的生命里面领受的永恒的平安。
And the true rest we have in our life is to enjoy the eternal peace within God.
这当然是指我们脱离罪的捆绑，也脱离自己厌烦罪所产生出来的挣扎，那人本的这个方法。
It means that we have been away from the binding of the sin and also our sickness when we come to struggling within sin.
那么呢，接下去呢，这希伯来书的作者就四章十二、十三节讲有关的道的一个很重要的一些话语。
And the author of Hebrews continue in verses 12 and 13 regarding the importance of the word of God.
十二到十三节提到道的这个功效的能力是全本圣经里面最独特的一段圣经。
Verses 12 and 13 is most unique in the Bible in that it is a direct reference to the effectiveness of the Word of God.
所以这里提的道，自己讲是上帝的道。
And here it tells us it is the Word of God.
这上帝的道到底是不是提到那个是有位格性的基督的那个上帝的道呢？
Does this refer to Jesus Christ, the status of God in His Word?
这里应当被认知为是上帝所讲出来人可以明白的话语的意思。
Here the word of God actually refers to the spoken word of God.
耶稣基督说，人活着不是单靠食物，那是靠上帝口里说出的一切的话语。
Jesus Christ says that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
这句话原在旧约里面已经出现了。
This word has already appeared in the Old Testament.
耶稣基督以道的位格的身份，自己肯定人与这个道之间的关系是这样的密切。
And Jesus himself affirmed by himself being the word of God, the relationship of man and the word of God.
所以这里所讲的道是上帝讲出来的话语。
Here the word of God refers to the word that God has spoken.
我们的神是说话的神。
Our God is a God who speaks.
我们的神又是保留他自己话语的价值，这个永远的神。
He is a God that preserves His word to all eternity.
所以对神是存在的，神是活的。这位活的神是对我们讲话的，他能保存他的话的。这一连串的信仰是成了我们信仰最重要的基础。
The basis of our faith is rest upon the speaking God, the living God, and the God who preserves His word.
我们相信我们的神是活的神。
We believe that our God is living.
这位存在又活的神是对人说话的神。
This existing and living God speaks to us.
这个被讲出来的话是能被保存直到永远没有改变的一话。
And the word He has spoken is preserved into all eternity and will never change.
这是基本的信仰，使我们相信在历史中间有神的话存在人的世界中间。
This basic faith drives us to believe that in history the word of God exists within man.
这个话跟人思想中间产生出来的那个思想的果效是完全不同的两件事情。
And the word of God is completely different from the result of man's thought.
人之以万物不同，因为人有认识，有表达，有话语的功能。
The difference between man and all animals is that man is able to speak and express his thoughts.
言语就是我们意念的一个声音的表达。
A language is an extension of our thought process.
二十世纪的哲学家把言语当作是一种符号。
Philosophers in the 20th century consider language as a mark.
符号就是一种代表 symbol.
And a symbol.
语言文字都是一个符号，是象征性的文号，要把我们心中对意义的了解用这些符号把它表达出来。
And words and languages are symbols to express what we feel about meaning.
中国人呢，从过去就认为语言是心灵的一个声音。
The Chinese have long considered language to be the voice of our heart.
所以我们心灵里面要表达的，就用语言变成了心灵的声音去表达出来。
Whatever we want to express from our heart, we use language to express.
所有的语里面都有意义在里面。
And every language contains meaning.
意义就是借着言语把它表达出来。
And meaning is expressed through languages.
所以文以载道，言以传意。
And so the language is used to transfer meanings in life.
就意义在里面就是要表达一种对真理的了解。
It means that we have an understanding with regard to the truth.
所以人才变成有语言的一种货物。
And we become living beings of language.
在后现代里面试看打破人与万物之间的隔膜，把人与一切的有生命之物的连成一个等级等类的这一种的级别里面，我认为这是很大的错误。
In postmodern attempts, we try to make man as part of all nature. I think this is a big mistake.
从那种后现代主义的观念中间，你就看见了现在许多的电影把狗就叫做贝多芬。
In postmodernism, a lot of animals are just made like a human, like a dog, being called Beethoven.
把那些的玩具当成 Michelangelo, Raphael。
Or the toys have a famous artist name like Michelangelo.
Ninja Turtle, 对不对？
like the Ninja Turtle.
那么这样呢，就试试看呢，提高了动物的层次，好像与人是同一个类别一样的。
These are attempts to elevate the status of animals so that they are just like human beings.
无形中是降低人的层次，变得与动物同类别一样。
Indirectly, it's just lowering the status of men to be that of animals.
这是漠视另外一种形式对圣经的反叛。
This is a rebellion towards in the last days towards the Bible.
人与物之间不同的地方，人有神的形象，其他的动物没有神的形象。
The difference between man and all animals is that man has the image of God, but animals do not.
而人里面的神的形象就包括了语言的功能、思想的可能、对真理理解的悟性等等。
And the image of God included the understanding of language, the ability to understand the truth, and the ability to reason.
因为我们今天不是讲形象样式的主题，所以我们不会在里面更详细的分析里面各个层次。
Our main theme is not about the image of God, so we are not going to go into it in details.
但是人有语言的可能。
But we have the possibility of speech.
所以这个语言就把人对真理的了解、对意义的明白，把它表达出来。
And this language expresses our understanding of the truth and of meaning in life.
当人要真正明白真理的源头的时候，
When we want to truly understand the source of the truth,
他如果离开对神的信仰是绝对没有可能的。
We will not be able to do that if we depart from the belief in God.
因为神是真理的本体。
Because God is truth himself.
我曾经用这个名词对你们讲过，上帝是有位格之真理的本体。
I've ever used this phrase that God is a God of status in the truth, within truth itself.
God is a subjectivity of the truth in person. 他是一个位格，是一个真理的位格，是有位格之真理，一个本体性的真理的位格。
And he is the truth of all truth and the subjectivity of truth in himself.
所以神的本身就是真理。
In other words, God himself is truth.
这个真理绝对不是成为一个客体。
And this truth is not a subject.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
不是我想出真理出来，真理变成我思想功能的一个对象。
It doesn't mean that truth is a result of my reasoning power.
思想不能产生一个真理的产品出来。
Reasoning cannot produce truth.
因为我想真理的时候，
Because when I'm thinking about the truth,
真理本身一定是客观存在的。
The truth must exist objectively.
但因为对我的思想有吸引的功能，
And because it attracts me to think about it,
对我的生命有特殊的关系。
Because it has a relationship in my life.
所以我会想关于真理的问题。
This is why I would think about it.
当我想真理的时候，
When I think about the truth,
我找真理的时候，
When I seek after it,
是一面证明我不是真理。
It simply proves that I am not the truth.
我才会想真理。
That is why I think about it.
我在找真理。
And that's why I seek after it.
当我找真理的时候，
When I'm seeking after it,
更感到我更表示我需要这个真理。
The more it shows that I need it,
我去寻找它。
I go after
我去渴慕它。
I sought after it.
我去寻找，去思想，去这个去测度，这个什么叫做真理？我预测什么叫做真理
？I thirst after it and I fathom after it and try to figure out what it is all about.
当我这样测度真理、思想真理的时候
，When I try to understand it and think about it,
这个说明人与真理之间是应当有关系。
It means that there is a relationship between the truth and man.
那么到底我与真理哪里更大呢？
Who is bigger, myself or the truth?
如果我从不知道真理变成知道真理，
If I move from the process of ignorance to knowing the truth,
我的生命就变成被充实起来。
My life is fulfilled.
这就证明的是真理比我大，所以它来充实我。
It means that the truth is greater than me, and that is why it comes to fill me.
我的生命因为知道真理，也变得更完全，更加这个健全的地步。
And my life becomes more complete because I have known the truth.
所以我吃东西是不一样的事情。
This is different from when I'm eating something.
你说我吃东西吃了以后我就更健康，所以吃的东西比我更大，不是这个意思。
You cannot say that the food you eat is bigger than you or larger than you because it fulfills you.
因为真理是每一个人共有需要的。
This is because the truth is something that all of us need.
所以斯多亚派的哲学告诉我们，
So the Stoic people say,
人是理性的活物，
that we are the products of reason.
这个当然跟亚里士多德的哲学是一样的。
This is similar to Aristotle's thought.
因为亚里士多德说人之所以是人，人与万物的不同，因为人有理性，能思想真理，动物没有理性，所以它与人不一样。
Aristotle thought that human beings are different from all other animals because we can think and we can reason.
但到了斯多亚派的哲学的时候，
But when we reach Stoicism,
他就思想到人这个对理性的寻求，因为理性是比我更大的，它是一切原理的之母，是真理，是宇宙性的。我是一个小小的，要明白那真理的母体，那一个小小的碎片而已。
They believe that truth is larger than anything and this is universal and I am just but a small element trying to seek after it.
所以他就把真理叫做 logos.
And so they treat truth as logos.
把人叫做 logikos.
And man is logikos.
换句话说，这个真理就是大道，我们里面都有小道。
It means that the truth is universal and huge and we are just a small part of the truth.
好像这个母体之外有许许多的碎片被分散在宇宙各地，就变成每一个有理性的人的生命。
It's as if there is a mother body and many different dispensations and everyone are part of the truth.
那么人从母体分开之后呢？
And after we are separated from the mother body of truth,
我们若有所失，
we seem to have some understanding of it.
我们从来不会完全，
We will never be completed,
除非我们归到母体那里去。
Unless we return back to the mother body.
那么还没有归到母体那里去，怎么办呢？
And what do we do to do that?
我们就思念它。
We will think about it.
我们就思想它。
We will remember it.
我们就称度它。
And we try to understand it.
我们想象它。
We try to imagine it.
我们就寻找它。
We seek after it.
这就是人寻找道的一种描写了。
And this is what it means when we say man is seeking after the truth.
这种观念不但在希腊哲学里面。
Such a concept is prevalent in Greek philosophy.
这种观念也在印度的思想里面。
It is also within Hinduism.
所以印度人说有个大道叫做 Brahma.
And the Hindu says that there is a big truth called Brahma.
那么人里面就小道叫做 Atman.
And there is a small truth within man called Atman.
所以当 Atman 跟 Brahma 连在一起的时候，人就明白宇宙性的一个智慧。
And the concept is when Atma joined together with Brahma, we will understand the wisdom of the universe.
因为我们每个人里面有个 Atman 在里面。
Because all of us have this Atman
within ourselves. 所以我们渴望同这个 Brahma 连在一起。
That is why we want to join together with Brahma.
不但希腊有这样的思想，印度也这样的思想，中国的孔子也有这样的思想。
The Greek, the Indians, and even Confucius in China had the same thought.
所以孔子说，君子谋道不谋私。
So Confucius said that a true gentleman will seek after the truth and not just about living.
一个正人君子，他是寻求道，渴慕道，一生一世废寝忘食，要明白道。
A true gentleman will be a person that will use his entire life to seek after the truth.
这样相比之下呢，吃东西变成不重要。
In comparison, then daily living and eating and drinking is not very important.
换句话说呢，小人是谋食不谋道。
In other words, a despicable person seek after the daily living.
一个伟大的人把真理当作他生命主要的追求的目标。
But a great person will treat the truth as the object of his life.
这样呢，老子所想象出来的道。
And the Tao that Lao Tzu has thought about.
从孔子等候有一天没有死以前可以找到的这个道。
Compared to Confucius' concept of the Tao.
那到底是哪一种道呢？
Which one is it?
我们只能说是人思想中间所想象、所揣摩的一种道。
We can say that these two persons is using human logic and reasoning to try to figure it out.
这个道到底是不是客体性的存在呢？
Is this Tao, this word, an objective existence?
如果它自己是客观的存在。
If he exists objectively,
那么与人的关系是什么呢？
What is the relationship between the Tao and man?
因为我找到它，它才被发现吗？
Is it because I have found it, then it is discovered?
是我想象它的存在，它才变得有重要性吗？
Or is it because I can imagine it, so it's important?
这就跟基督教不同的地方了。
This is where it differs from Christianity.
因为基督教不是说人寻找想象这个道的问题。
Because Christianity doesn't teach men to seek after the word or the Tao.
基督教直接告诉我们是上帝就是那个道，上帝把他的真理启示给人的时候，人才能明白那个道。
Christianity tells us directly that God is the Tao, God is the truth, and He reveals Himself to us.
所以，道在别的思想、宗教的文化里面是人理性的产品，或者是客观不知从哪里来是什么东西的一个存在。
And the concept of Tao in other faith, other thinking process is a result of reasoning of man.
但是在基督教里面完全不一样。
But it's completely different within Christianity.
他是创造者，他是真理的本体，他是有位格、有生命的。
He is the creator. He is truth himself. He has a life and he has a status.
然后他自己把自己启示给人的时候，人才能明白他是存在，他是怎么样。
And we understand him because he voluntarily revealed himself to us.
所以在基督教的道的观念里面有两个层次。
There is two different segments to the understanding of Tao in Christianity.
一个是本体的道。
The first one is the truth in itself.
Ontological logos.
It's the ontological logos.
第二个是被讲出来的道。
The second Tao is the one that is expressed.
那就跟着言语可以明白，传讲出来，用逻辑的字句把它讲出来的道。
This is the Tao or the truth that is understood through language expression.
那么这段圣经所讲的到底是什么呢？
So which one is this?
我相信这段圣经讲的是被讲出来的话。
I believe this refers to the word that has been expressed.
那么这个被讲出来的话又重要什么地步呢？
How important is this word?
这里说上帝的道是活泼的。
Here it says the word of God is living and active.
上帝的道是有功效的。
It is effective.
那么新翻译本说上帝道是活的，是有效的。
In the English Bible, it's both living and active.
啊，我个人应当把它认知为上帝的道是活动性的，是有生命性的，是有动力性的，是有大能的，这个意思。
And I think the meaning refers to the word of God having a life of its own and active and moving.
那如果这句话你深深了解以后呢？
If you truly understand this verse,
你就应当在这一方面追求你的生命跟神之道中间应当建立一个怎样的关系。
You will try to establish a relationship between your life and the word of God.
当你听到的时候，
When you hear the word of God,
你盼望听到的是关于生命的，关于活动性的，关于神在你生命中间所要建造出来的那个特殊的能力。
You want to seek after this special power that is hidden within the word of God that has a relationship with your life.
照样的，当你把这个道在讲出来的时候，
In the same manner when you preach this word,
你盼望有个生命性的动能从你所传讲的信息中间能够传出去， 感染每一个听的人。
You want the power of the active word that will preach to the people and move them.
我相信每一个传道人需要深深思想这句话。
I believe that every preacher need to understand this in depth.
他就用这句话的意义，好好追求自己的侍奉上的长进。
And from the meaning of this word, try to grow in his own ministry.
然后在我们传道的过程中间，能够表达上帝的道原有的、应当有的、实在有的这两方面的力量。
So that when we preach, we can show this truth, this dualistic meaning in the Word of God.
许多时候我们在一次的讲道里面
，many a times when we preach,
有几句的话就这样灵活的在我们生命中间产生动力。
A few sentences will just power us in our life.
以后你的生命就完全不一样了。
And change our life completely.
你的生命就完全改变了。
And our life will be turned upside down.
以后你的看法、你的这个做法、你的想法就与从前完全不同了。
The way we look at things, the way we will do things will be completely different from
us. 为什么呢？
Why?
因为神的道产生了生命性的动能的效应。
Because the word of God has the power to change life.
我相信你们都有这样的经验。
I believe all of you have similar experiences.
当我十七岁以前
，When before I was 17,
我至少听过几百堂的道理。
I probably heard hundreds of sermons.
我从小每个礼拜两次参加聚会。
And every week I will go for worship service twice.
从八岁开始，所有的布道会我都参加。
Since I was 8, I attended all sorts of gospel rallies.
但到十七岁那一年呢
？But when I was 17,
神的道突然间产生生命性动能的改变的力量在我的身上。
The word of God suddenly changed me actively.
有了我就完全不一样了。
And then I became a completely different person.
从那一天开始，每次思想都上帝的话语。
From that time onwards, every time I think about the word of God,
我心里的深处是严肃起来。
Deep in my heart, I had a solemn attitude.
每次我站在台上讲道的时候
，and every time I stand on the pulpit to preach,
我整个精神就严肃起来了。
My spirit becomes solemn.
这是表达我信仰的地方。
This is where my faith lies.
这是传递神生命的地方。
And this is the place I preach the power and life of God.
道的传开就是生命的传递。
The word of God being preached is the preaching of life.
道的传开就使人得到新的生命的可能。
Where the word goes, there is a possibility of new life.
所以这里说上帝的道是活泼的。
And so the word of God is living.
或者另外一个翻译说上帝的道是有生命的。
Yeah, another translation, the word of God has life within itself.
上帝的道是有活力的。
And it's the word that has life and is living and real.
活的道。
It is a living word.
生命的道。
The word of life.
有生命的神的道的里面。
There is an essence of life within his word.
有生命的动力在这道的传讲里面。
There is an emotion of life within the preaching of his word.
有生命的供应在道的内容里面。
There's a supplication of life within the contents of the word.
有生命对生命的影响在道的施行的里面。
There is an influence within lives in the execution of his word.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
从来没有人像耶稣讲这样的一句话，在约翰福音第六章六十三节。
Not a single person spoke like Jesus Christ in the Gospel of John chapter 6 verse 63.
耶稣基督说我对你们讲的话就是灵就是生命。
Jesus Christ said the word I've spoken to you is the spirit is life.
柏拉图、苏格拉底、孔子、老子从来没有这样讲。
Plato, Socrates, Confucius, Lao Tzu, they have never said all this.
也不可能这样讲。
It is not possible for them to say this.
他们更没有资格这样讲。
They do not qualify to say
this. 因为他们有限的生命是盼望可以寻找到无限的道。
Because their finite life tries to seek after the infinite truth.
但耶稣基督以无穷生命的大能把无穷生命的道讲出来的时候，这个传讲的本身就是无穷生命的表达。
The power of life in Jesus Christ is infinite. He is the infinite life in itself.
我们大家打开约翰福音六章六十三节。
Gospel John chapter 6 verse 63.
我们一同来背这一节的圣经好不好
？Let us memorize this verse together.
这是耶稣基督用五饼二鱼。吃饱五千个人以后，同一张事情所讲的话。
This is after the miracles of the two fishes and five loaves.
耶稣基督说：“我就是生命的粮。”
Jesus Christ said, "I am the bread of life."
你们要吃我的肉和我的血，就有生命在你们里面。
If you eat of me, there will be life within you.
你们不要为必坏的食物劳力，你要寻找那存到永远不朽坏的食物。
Do not seek after things that will decay, but seek after things that will ever be ever living.
那个生命的粮就是耶稣基督。
And this bread of life is Jesus Christ.
现在我们大家一同读六十三节。
Let us read verse 63.
翻到一同开声来读。一、二、三。叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。
The spirit gives life, the body is counts for nothing.
请你不要误会耶稣说肉体没有益处。
Do not think that Jesus said the flesh is useless.
哪一个人这样断章取义，就是误会耶稣的话语。
When we treat it in this manner, we are despising the word of Jesus Christ.
耶稣在这里不是讲肉体没有益处。
Jesus is not saying that the flesh is useless.
耶稣是讲叫人活的事情上是灵的工作，不是肉体的工作，是这个意思。
He was trying to point out that in the matter that gives us life, it is the spirit that does that.
所以你的肉体不能给你生命。
In other words, your flesh cannot give you life.
是你的灵还在你肉身中间的时候，你才有生命。
It is the spirit while residing in your life gives you the life.
所以叫人活着乃是灵，肉体在这件事情上是没有益处的。
The spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing in this matter.
那么接下来耶稣说什么呢？
And then what did he say?
我对你们所讲的话是什么？
The words I've spoken to you.
就是什么？
Spirit,
灵。就是什么？就是生命
and they are life.
啊，所以你看到中国人说呢，言语表示心灵的声音。
That is why the Chinese say that languages expresses the voices of the heart.
所以你心灵里面有心灵的言语要讲出来。
In your heart there is a language that you want to express.
耶稣基督说呢，我对你们讲的言语就是灵。
And Jesus said the word I've spoken to you are the spirit.
所以不是言语把心灵耶稣的灵的意思表达出来而已。
It doesn't mean that the word just expresses his wish.
耶稣说我对你们所讲的话就是灵。
He said that the words I've spoken are the spirit.
他的言语就是那个灵的本身。
In other words, his spoken word are the spirit itself.
我对你们讲的话就是生命。
And they are life.
从来没有人这样讲话的。
Not a person has mentioned this before.
The word I spoke to you is the spirit and is the life. 就是那生命的本身。
And it is the spirit and the life itself.
所以我们称耶稣的道理叫做生命之道，是完全没有错的。
And that is why it is correct to refer to the words of Jesus as the words of life.
这些话是关系我们的生命的，不是单单关系我们的生活的。
And this is in concern with our life and not just our daily living.
如果你把这两种的层次分开来，
if you separate these two areas,
你就发现今天的许多人一天到晚就听见生活的道，没有很多人寻找生命的道。
You will realize that many people sought after the sermon regarding their daily living, but not their life.
你用这两个层次来看教会的讲台的时候，
when you look at the pulpit ministry in the church,
你发现今天的许多的教会讲生活的道，很少讲生命的道。
You will find that many churches are concentrating on the sermons relating to daily living and not about life.
生活的道跟生命的道不同在哪里？
What is the difference between daily living and life?
如果我说我们要怎么做人？
If I tell you how to behave,
我们要怎么样诚实？
How should we should be having?
我们要怎么样相爱？
How we should love each other?
这就是生活的道理。
And these are sermons relating to daily living.
那么你说生命的道理是怎么样的？
What about the sermons of life?
我们怎么样认识神？
How do we know God?
我们怎么样对他产生纯正的信仰？
How do we have a pure faith in God?
我们怎样明白他的旨意？
How do we understand His will?
我们怎么寻求他的带领？
How do we seek after His will?
我们怎么样照他的计划而行事？
How do we become obedient to His plan?
我们怎么样成全他的意志？
How do we accomplish His will?
遵行他的旨意。
And be obedient to His will.
我们怎么样讨他的喜悦？
How do we be pleasing to Him?
我们怎样明白他的呼召？
How do we understand His calling?
这些是生命的道。
All these are sermons of life.
生命的道理比较关于人与神之间生命的关系。
Sermons of life is relating towards our relationship between ourselves and God.
生活的道理比较关于我们在地上做基督徒的生活，应当怎样彰显神的荣耀。
But sermons relating to living shows us how we should manifest the glory of God while we are yet alive.
生命的道跟生活的道之间又有怎么样的关系呢？
What is the relationship between these two types of sermons?
如果我们在生命的道里面了解，有得着的能力，那么话化成生活的道的时候，这是有生命之生活的道理。
If we have received the power within the sermons of life and we express it in our daily living, we are expressing the power of the word of God in our living.
如果我们与神之间的生命的道理不清楚的话，
If we have a very vague idea of our relationship between ourselves and God,
我们讲没有生命只有生活的话语的这些道的话，
And we just preach sermons without relating to daily living without a life,
那这就比较危险了。
We will land ourselves in a dangerous
situation. 因为在我们的生活的道理中间是没有生命的原则来控制我们的。
Because there's no principle of life to control us in our daily living.
而且我们只把耶稣基督当作伦理的导师，没有给他成为我们生命的主宰和我们救赎的源头，那我们就产生了一种用人的伦理 代替神救赎的生命的真理的事情。
We would have treated Jesus Christ just as an ethical teacher and not as a savior and lord of our lives.
所以当我们用这个层次来看讲台的时候，
When we look at the pulpit ministry from this angle,
你看见为什么讲台不够能力？
We will see why the pulpit ministry lacks power today.
以及我们缺乏生命的层次，我们只有注重生活的层次而已。
Because we cannot understand the relationship between ourselves, our life and God, but we only concern about the individual.
一个传信息的人又怎么样呢？
What about the person who preaches the message?
一个传信息的人从生命建立与神的关系，在从生命发挥生活的道理的时候，那路线是准确的。
The preacher will have the correct pathway if he has a right relationship between his life and God, and then he expresses it in his daily living.
如果一个人只有从生活的层次来找出圣经合乎人喜欢听的伦理之道的话，他没有办法带出道的生命力来供应教会的需要。
But if a preacher only try to fulfill our needs in our daily living and try to find Bible verses to fulfill that, he cannot have the power of the Word of God.
所以这一节圣经的了解应当使我们的讲台有一个真正的革命，真正的一个更新。
And the understanding of this verse should revive our pulpit ministry.
上帝的道是活泼的。
The Word of God is living.
上帝的道是有功效的。
The Word of God is active.
我们应当在听神的道之后，我们感受到那生命的动力在里面。
After we have heard the Word of God, we should feel the power of God.
我们应当在讲台上看见神的话对人的刺激、对人的影响、对人的挑战、对人的改变的大能。
And from the pulpit, we should see the power of God in stimulating us, in challenging us, in changing us.
这些事在历史中就常常屡见不鲜的继续不断显明出来。
And in history, we have seen it many a times.
神可以用一次的道理，一次的这个有生命动力的果效的话语，把一个人生命完全改变过来，一生一世不再回头。
And many a times God can use just one sermon to change an entire life so that the person is completely changed.
当我17岁的那一年，
When I was 17,
有几篇很重要的道理，
There were several sermons within a few days.
产生了这项的效力，
And which had this thought of power.
把我的信仰，把我的整个侍奉改变过来。
It changed my faith and my entire ministry.
有这就成为我传道的一个标准，给我这侍奉的一个动力。
It becomes the standard of my preaching and the motivating force in my ministry.
现在我传道上讲台超过25,000次了。
I have preached for more than 25,000 times.
我相信超过26,000次。
Probably more than 26,000 times.
可能每一次的讲道，我就盼望有这种生命的动力，从这种生命的感应，从神生命的道中间显明出来。
And every time I preach, I pray that there is this manifestation of the power of God through the Word of God.
上帝的道是活泼的。
The Word of God is living.
上帝的道是有大的效力。
The Word of God is full of power.
你经历过吗？
Have you experienced
this? 你感受过吗？
Have you felt it?
你真正在这个动力里面改变过吗？
Have you actually changed your life within this power?
若是没有的话，
I do not know what to say.
你的灵性还是在一个很可怜的光景的中间。
If your spiritual life is still in a pathetic stage.
因为你听神的道，好像听世上的学问的演讲一样。
When you hear the word of God, many a times it's just like an oratorical expression.
你研究上帝的话，好像研究世界的学说主义或者意识形态。
Many a times when we study the word of God, it's as if we are studying a literature.
上个月我对你们讲过，有一次对10,000多个人，其中有65%是回教徒，将近9,000个回教徒在里面。
Last month I mentioned that I preached once to 10,000 people, 65% of which are Muslims.
那个时候我要给他们知道，我讲的是神的道。
At that time, I wanted them to know that I'm speaking of the Word of God.
神的同在，
the presence of God.
圣灵的印证，
the Holy Spirit's confirmation.
大能的效能，
the great power.
但是他们只有给我5分钟的时间。
But they gave me only 5 minutes.
但我要把这一节圣经印证出来。
But I want to affirm this verse.
我祷告了很多的时间。
I spent a lot of time in prayer.
当我上台的时候，
when I reached the pulpit,
总统在下面，
the president was sitting.
总统夫人在下面，
the president's wife was there.
每个的部长都来了，
cabinet ministers were there.
有许多军队的首领都在。
And many military leaders were there.
9,000多个回教徒，
there were 9,000 odd Muslims.
1,000-2,000个基督徒，
about 1,000 or 2,000 Christians.
佛教徒，
Buddhists.
印度教徒，
Hindus.
还有这孔教徒，
and Confucians.
各宗教都住在那里。
There are all sorts of representation.
当我把神的话传出来的时候，
when I preach the word of God,
真正经验到圣灵就在四周围高摩，那能力就运行在大会的中间。
I experienced the anointing of the Holy Spirit and the great power of God delivered.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这样的经验是很少的。
Such experience are rare.
因为这样的机会是很难得到。
Because there are no many opportunities.
我祷告上帝。
I pray to the Lord.
我要把十字架讲出来。
I want to preach about the cross.
我要把基督的死活讲出来。
I want to talk about the death and resurrection of Christ.
我要把上帝的爱讲出来。
I want to talk about the love of God.
把上帝的义讲出来。
And the righteousness of God.
有上帝的爱，因你可以施行这个赦免那些犯罪的人的这种伟大。的这种容忍的心态。
Only with the love of God can Indonesia have a spirit of forgiveness.
有神的义，因你才能真正针对那些犯罪的人应当受的审判所给他们的指责。
Only the righteousness of God can Indonesia have judgment.
十字架就是神的义跟爱结合的地方，也是神的智慧产生最大能力的一个反合性的一个地点。
And the cross is a paradoxical situation where the righteousness and the love of God combines in His judgment.
基督就是神自己的道，有一个的成为肉身。
And Christ is the Word of God showing to us in exemplification.
基督在三十三天中间对人讲过的话，就是神的话，要对人的眼里所传讲出来最重要、最重要的信息。
In the 33 years of Jesus Christ, Jesus spoke about the Word of God, the most important message of God.
我这一生印证这一句话。
In my life, I affirm this verse.
上帝的话是活泼的。
The Word of God is living.
上帝的话是有功效。
The Word of God does have its active power. Thanks be to Him.
不但这样两句话讲出来。
Not only do I preach this word.
这里比一切两刃的利剑还更利。
The Bible says it's sharper than any double-edged sword.
把上帝的道跟剑连在一起，圣经至少有三次。
The Bible combines the word of God with the sword at least three times.
第一次就是以弗所书第六章。
The first time, Ephesians chapter 6.
他们有上帝的道。
They have the word God.
手中拿着的剑就是上帝的道。
The sword in their hand is the word of God.
第二次就是这个地方。
The second time is here in Hebrews.
上帝的道是活泼有功效的，比两刃的利剑还更利。
The word of God is active and living, sharper than any double-edged sword.
第三处就是启示录第一章。
The third portion is Revelation chapter 1.
他的口中吐出了一根的利剑出来。
From his mouth come forth a sharp sword.
就是上帝的道。
That is the word of God.
所以耶稣基督所讲的话就是神利剑一样的话语。
Word spoken by Jesus is a sharp sword. God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我常常看见许多国家的首领总统演讲的时候，下面的人打瞌睡或者讲话动来动去，他没有办法。
Yeah, many times I observe great government leaders speaking and people falling asleep.
但我这一生也曾经有几百次的经验，看见几万个人聚集在那里，我们把神的道传开的人，他们动都不动，眼睛盯住，每一句话都注意听进去。
But there are 700 experiences that I have gone through where when I'm preaching the word of God, thousands upon thousands of people were sitting there still.
因为我在 Manado 讲道的时候
，One that was preaching in Manado，
最后晚上来了15,000个人。
There were 65,000 people.
我们在足球场知道会很多人来，我们预备的椅子不到3,000个。
We were at the football stadium. There were not enough seats for them.
但是结果有62,000人没有椅子。站着听到两三个钟头。
There were 62,000 of them without any seats, and they stood and listened for 2 to 3 hours.
他们走动吗
？Did they move around?
没有走动。
They did not.
个个像木头人一样站在那边。
All of them stood there as if they are wooden
statues. 从头到尾注意听。
From the beginning to the end, they were attentive.
呼召来到的时候
，When the altar call came,
几千个人走到前头来。
Thousands upon thousands came forward.
奉献自己做传道人。
And they gave up their life to
the preacher. 好几千的人走到前头来。
And many more thousands came.
接受耶稣基督做他的救主。
To accept Jesus as their personal savior.
有一个记者说，我很难相信可以几万人一句话不讲话，等在那么几个钟头静静到这个地步。
And the journalist said that he cannot believe that thousands upon thousands of people stood still and waited.
他说汤姆斯前两个礼拜也有个大布道，也有几万人来。
They say Reverend Tom, a few weeks ago there was also a great rally.
但是很不同。
But it was different.
因为他们是请一大堆电视里面最著名的歌星来唱歌，所以他们上面唱，下面跳，所以很热闹。
They invited a lot of celebrities to perform, and so they were dancing among the crowd.
等这些节目完了讲到的时候，很多人就开始溜走了。
But when the sermon started, everybody ran away.
但是汤姆斯，你这一次来一个歌星都没有带来。
But Reverend Tom, you did not bring a single celebrity this time.
你是把神的道带来。
You just brought the word of God.
当你还没有讲到以前
，Before you preach，
还有许多的卖香烟的、卖糖果的，在这个足球场走来走去，趁机会做生意。
There were a lot of people selling cigarettes and sweets.
当你一上台的时候
，But once you reach the pulpit，
连这些卖糖果的注意听到，忘记他在做生意。
All these people stood still and listened and did not do their business.
所有的人就静下来了。
And all of them were silent.
我告诉你，常常看到这样的场面。
I've often seen occasions.
你们很少看到这样的。
Perhaps you have not.
当你在台上看见几万个人听上帝的道，连一动都不动的时候，你真的很受感动。
You will be deeply moved from the pulpit if you see thousands of people listening attentively to the word of God.
所以我讲这一节圣经的，我精神、我的思想很不一样。
And my attitude and my spirit is different when I speak about this verse.
我这一生既然选择做一个传道的人
，because since I've chosen to be a preacher,
我个人是真正相信上帝的道是生命的道。
I truly believe that the word of God is the word of life.
上帝的道是活泼的，是有动性的，是生命动能的生命。
That the word of God is active and living and is with life and moves myself.
我也相信上帝的道是大有果效的。
I also believe the word of God is of great power.
所以产生人生命中间最大的启发、最大的刺激、最大的更新、最大的改变。
It can give us the greatest inspiration, the greatest challenge, the greatest renewal and change.
今天早上是我们教会十一周年的纪念。
This morning we had the 11th anniversary in my church.
我们选了这事。
We selected some deacons.
下个礼拜才在一个很大的礼堂做一个纪念的大会。
And next week we have a celebration in the Great Hall.
单单在我自己创立的这个教会这十一年来，我站讲台讲主的崇拜大概500次。
In this church itself, I preach 500 more than 500 times from the pulpit.
那么他们讨厌吗？
Are they sick of me?
没有。
No.
为什么？
Why?
因为每一次讲道都有新的膏抹。
Because every sermon carries with it new anointing.
像听过的你在听的时候有新鲜感的动力在里面。
Perhaps it's the same sermon, but there's this renewal of strength and power.
但是我只能讲神的道才有这样的可能。
But I can only do this when I'm speaking of the word of God.
如果我上台500次讲的是三民主义。
If I go up there and talk about the principles of the people,
我讲的是共产主义
or about communism,
马上变成教条式的说教，马上变成人厌烦的理论。
It will become a doctrine that people are sick of immediately.
神的道是不一样的
but the word of God is different.
上帝的道是活泼的
the word of God is active.
上帝的道是有效力的
the word of God is living and real.
上帝的道比两刃的利剑还更利。
The word of God is sharper than any double-edged sword.
两刃的利剑什么意思？
What does this mean?
它可以左右这样刺进去。
It means that it can slice from left to right.
不是让一刃的利剑只能这样割。
It's not like a single-edged sword that can only slice one.
两边都是利的。
Both sides are sharp.
当它刺进去的时候，
so when it does, it slices.
左右都没有拦住它的可能。
There is no obstacles left and right.
刺到深到一个地步。
It can go so deep in penetration.
可以是所向无敌的意思。
It is without any obstacle.
神的道是如此。
The word of God is like that.
有一次我在一个地方讲道。
Once I was preaching at a certain place.
有四千人在广场里面听到。
4,000 people were there.
讲到晚上十一点的时候呢。
And I preached up to 11 p.m.
半公里以外一个回教徒。
About half a kilometer away, there was a Muslim.
突然间半睡不醒就醒过来了。
And suddenly awoke.
他听见有 speaker 的声音从远方传到他的家里面去。
And he heard the voice from the speaker.
他就注意听。
And he tried to listen.
后来他就换衣服。
And then he changed up.
就从他楼上下来。
And came down from upstairs.
就走半公里走到我们聚会的地方。
And he walked half a kilometer to where we were.
人家问他说你是回教徒吗？
Other people asking you are Muslim.
你为什么会来参加聚会呢？
Why are you here?
他这么讲的。
What did he say?
他说我不能睡的时候，我听见有声音一直在哪里讲，一直在那讲，我就静静的注意听。
He said that I couldn't sleep, but I listened attentively to what was preached.
我听不清楚。
He was very fast, so I couldn't hear.
但我有感觉，这些话里面有很圣洁的成分在里面。
But I have a feeling there's purity and holiness within this word.
神圣的话语正在传讲。
That the holy word is being preached.
我相信讲的人、听的人都有很清新要等候上帝旨意的那个动机。
I believe that the preacher and the people who were there had a purity in heart to wait for God.
就这样，我受吸引，我自己换衣服跑过来听了。
And so I was attracted and I changed up to come here.
神的道有果效吗？
Has the word of God power?
神的道大有果效。
Yes, it has great power.
这四十多年来，
for the past 4 decades,
每次到一个地方去的时候，
every time I go to a place,
都有人会自动跑到前面来。
There will always be some people who come forward.
他们是我从前最反对基督教的。
And they will tell me that Reverend Tong, I was against Christianity in the past.
后来在半年前听你讲的，我信主了。
6 months ago, I listened to you and I believe.
我都不知道是在哪里。
I don't even know where.
或者什么时候。
I will ask where.
是什么地方。
Which place.
他说在某某城市。
And the person will say at a certain city.
在美国某一个小乡下。
Or little village in America.
在某一次纽约一个大的聚会。
Or a great gathering in New York.
我都不知道。
I've not known this.
我只知道照着上帝的话语呼召他们到前面。
All I know is that according to the word of God, I call them.
有的人他不信。
Some people will not believe.
回去想想想，不能不信。
They will go back and think, and they will believe.
因为神的道是两刃的利剑。
Because the word of God is a double-edged sword.
有一个人从重庆到印尼去。
There is a person who came to Indonesia from Chongqing.
做工住了两年。
And he stayed there for 2 years.
人家把他带到我的聚会来。
Some people brought him to my gathering.
他从来不信主。
He never believed.
他听到也不告诉我。
And he didn't tell me about the sermon.
突然有一天他对我说,
but suddenly one day he spoke to me.
我不得不要离开这个教会。
He said, I had to leave this church.
我说为什么?
I asked him why.
我时间到了我会重庆去。
He said, time is up, I must go back home.
原来你是中国来的。
So you are from China.
你从来没有对我们说,
you have never told us this.
我从来不信主。
And the person said, I've never believed.
人家叫我来听, 我以为听一次, 应付就好了。
The people invited me, so I said, I'll just come.
就我听见一些重要的话了。
But I've heard important messages.
就他们不请, 我就每个礼拜来了。
And now without invitation, I come.
唐牧师, 我告诉你,
Reverend Tong, let me tell you this.
上帝的话,
the word of God.
我承认, 听了不能不信。
I must admit that I have to believe when I hear it. It is not possible for me to remain as an unbelieving person. And the word converted me from an atheist to a believer. Please pray for me. I must return to China now. I want to continue my faith there. In another incident, I was at another place. When I called the people in the outer court, there was a young man in the door who was laughing at everybody who was coming forward. He was laughing at the people who came in repentance, thinking that they have all gone crazy. At that time, I suddenly was very angry. I said, not only the people who come must repent, including the young man who is laughing at the door, you must repent. He thought that I'm like from TV suddenly speaking to him. He was shocked, and he ran away. And I've never seen him anymore. That we will never meet him again. He was a little village near Medan. Later, I returned to Jakarta.
8年以后,
8 years later,
我在加拿大一个布道会里面,
in a gospel rally in Jakarta,
收到一封信,
I received a letter.
今天我在你的听众里面,
today, I am within the congregation.
你一定不知道我是谁,
surely, you do not know who I am.
我就是从前在某某地方门口给你骂跑掉的那个人。
I was a young man who was scolded by you and ran away.
当你说你也要悔改的时候,
when you said you must repent as well,
我心里说你神经病, 我为什么要悔改?
In my heart, I said you're crazy, why should I repent?
我盼望把你忘记,
I wanted to forget you.
后来我真的连你的面孔怎么样我都不知道,
and in the end, I really forgotten what you look like.
你要悔改, 那一句话, 8年来, 给我走投无路,
but the word you must repent has followed me all these 8 years and I had to repent.
这次我到加卡达,
now I'm in Jakarta.
看到报纸说唐崇荣在哪里讲道,
and I read from the newspaper advertisement that you are preaching.
原来你也在, 我也还在,
so you are still alive, so am I.
我一定要找你,
so surely I must come.
我要在你的聚会里悔改, 我才能,
and in your gathering, I must repent, then I will have true peace.
上帝的道是活泼的,
the word of God is active.
上帝的道是有功效的,
the word of God is with power.
比一切两刃的利剑还更利,
sharper than any double-edged sword.
你相信吗?
Do you believe?
你相信吗?
Do you believe?
你真的相信吗?
Do you truly believe?
那你有没有改变呢?
But have you changed your life?
如果你真的相信,
if you truly believe,
为什么你不做传道?
Why is it that you're not a preacher?
我相信但我没有能力。
You say I believe but I do not have the power.
我不像你那样才干。
I am not so talented like you.
我告诉你我从前是很自卑感的很怕羞的人。
Let me tell you that in the past I was a very shy and insecure person.
不敢替自己讲任何一句话的。
I dare not speak anything but myself.
我今天成为何等样的人是主的恩典才走。
But it's because of the grace of God that I'm standing here today.
感谢上,
thanks be to him.
上帝的道是有功效,
the word of God is living.
像两刃的一剑还更利,
sharper than any double-edged sword.
要做什么呢?
And then what?
能够刺到灵魂的深处里面,
it penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit.
刺到不见不垂的深处里面,
to joints and marrow.
刺到你的思念你的主意里面去,
it judges the thoughts and attitude of the heart.
所以这里有三组的对词出现,
There are three groups of words here.
第一个对词是什么?
The first group.
灵与魂,
soul and spirit.
第二个对词是什么?
The second group.
不接已固垂,
joint and marriage.
第三组的对词是什么?
The third group.
就是思念与主义,
the thoughts and attitude.
我们大家再来读好不好?
Let's read it together.
4章第12节, 1, 2, 3.
The 4 verse 12.
上帝的道是活泼的, 是有效的, 比一切两刃的利剑更利, 甚至可以刺入破开灵与魂，大家读，骨节已固垂，并且怎么样，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明了。 这里提到三组对词，对不对呢?
There are three groups of.
第一个对词是什么呢?
First one.
甚至魂与灵都破开了。
It divides soul and spirit.
甚至骨节与骨髓都刺入破开了。
Joints and marrow.
甚至心中的思念和主意都辨明了。
Thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
这到底在讲什么呢?
What are all these things?
是不是上帝的道听完了，我们的灵和魂就分家了吗?
Does it mean that our soul and spirit divided, is divided when we hear the word?
是不是听完上帝的道，骨节骨髓就脱节了吗?
Our joints are separated from our marrows after we listen to him.
所以骨髓里面的骨柱里面的髓都流出来了。
And our marrows just flow away.
那么剩下骨了,
leaving the bone.
骨节在哪里，骨髓掉下来了。
And there's no more marrow.
是不是这样呢?
Is this what it's talking about?
是不是思念主义都
Or our thoughts and hearts.
绝对不是的.
Absolutely not.
其实这一件事情要讲的是什么?
What is this Bible verse saying?
请你注意,
Take note.
灵魂这样深,
The soul is in such depth.
无法了解的最深一层的东西,
It is in the deepest part of our body that we cannot understand.
都被刺透了,
Even so, the spirit
刺开了,
into it and penetrated.
这个讲利剑呢, 就讲的刺透, 刺开的意思。
When we talk about the sword, it refers to penetration.
所以这个利剑刺进来的时候,
and so when the sword is pierced,
把它刺开了,
it breaks.
刺开又怎么办呢?
And then what?
就变成有一个隔绝了, 对不对?
It means there's a division.
那有的人就认为上帝的道听完了, 你的灵与魂就分开, 变成灵是灵, 魂是不是这个意思?
And it does not mean that two are separated.
那个是泥透身的解经。
And this is the understanding of the watchman Nin.
最可惜的就, 他解灵与魂解了一大堆, 骨节骨髓, 从来不敢讲。
But he only talk about the soul and the spirit and not the joints and the marrow.
所以在聚会所小群, 泥透身的思想系统里面, 上帝的道还没有传到你身上的时候, 你的灵跟魂是混在一起的。
So in the concept of watchman knee, before the word of God approaches your life, your soul and spirit is joined.
等你听到上帝的道明白以后, 你的魂与灵就分开来了。
And when you hear the word of God, it separates itself.
这样你就不再做一个被魂控制的人, 你可以做一个属灵人了。
And you will not be controlled by your soul, and you can be a spiritual person.
你现在可以分出来什么是属魂的, 什么是属灵的。
And you can separate between what is relating to the soul and what is relating to the spirit.
那么属魂的就是思想、情感、意志这三方面的事情。
And our emotions, our thoughts belong to the soul.
属灵的就是关于神存在的这就同良心的功用。
And understanding of God and our conscience belong to the spirit.
这样他就从那里发挥了属灵、属魂、属体的三种不同的基督徒的层次。
And watchman Nee had this concept of the spiritual that belonging to the soul and that belonging to the flesh.
他们把灵与魂分开，就因为神的道的大能。
And they think that the word of God, the power of God separates this.
尼托森这个很聪明的人,
Watchman Nee was an intelligent person.
是个很创造力的人,
and he had great creativity.
是中文教会里面很不可多得的一个领袖的人才,
it is a very important, he was a very important leader in the Chinese church.
但他的结晶大有问题,
but he had great problem in his exposition.
当他讲这一节圣经的时候,
when he referred to this verse,
他就大大地发挥灵魂破开的情形,
and he emphasized a lot on the division of the soul and spirit.
三组这个对词,
but there are three groupings here.
你解的时候要三组都去明白到底什么意思。
And you must explain all three groupings.
有没有人听到一半, 骨节骨髓脱开来的呢?
Is it possible that a person's joint and marrow is divided when he's
in the same? 你来的时候走进来,
when you come, you walk in.
出去的时候骨节骨髓破开了。
But when you go out, 上帝的道有没有这个事情的。 There was no such thing.
所以根本这一段圣经不是在讲那个事情。
So definitely the Bible is not talking about
这一段圣经是说不可能的神都能做到。
It means that God can do the impossible.
不是指真正骨节骨髓分开灵与魂真的破开，不是这个意思。
It is not referring to the actual division of joints and marrow.
你说唐牧师如果尼托森太大胆，你说不可能，你是不是也是太大胆？
And does it not mean that I'm very courageous to give another exposition?
他太大胆解第一节, 你太大胆三次你都不解。
And you say the watchman Nee is make a big mistake, but you're making a bigger mistake in misinterpreting the tree. No.
圣经说,
the Bible says,
我要在沧海开道路,
I will open a word, a road in the sea.
我要在沙漠开江湖,
I will have rivers of life in the wilderness. I will change the wilderness into a fertile land. Can all this work? God wants to tell us of his possibilities.
圣经说,
the Bible says that if you have seed like a mustard seed,
你对这个山说, 挪开, 这个山就挪开了,
you can tell a hill to move away and it will move.
请问保罗叫山挪开过没有?
Let me ask the question, did the Apostle Paul move a mustard?
彼得叫山走走过没有?
What about the Apostle Peter?
那么世界上这些人都连一粒芥菜种的信心都没有, 是不是?
Does that not mean that all of us don't even have faith as small as a mustard seed?
你这样讲,你真正要把山挪开吗?
Does that mean that we truly can move mountains?
我告诉你, 灵魂破开, 人看不见, 山挪不挪人知道,
the separation of the soul and spirit is invisible, but the mountains is visible, and whether it move or not, we will know. So how can you just explain things that you cannot see, but you dare not explain things that you can see?
照样的,骨节骨髓解开,你看,我的骨节都没有了,骨髓都流出来了,那证明神的道在我身上有功效,为什么你不敢这么解呢?
Why is the explanation not extended to joints and marrow that is visible, that actually it can be
divided?
It simply means that the explanation was wrong.
今天中国有许多刮胡,在刮胡中间的树林人,受这种解经的影响,继续在影响别人。
And there are many people who have been influenced wrongly by this explanation.
灵魂什么意思呢?
What does soul and spirit mean?
最深的一层,
this is the depth of our soul.
骨节与骨髓什么意思呢?
What does joint and marrow mean?
最难破开的一层,
it is the hardest part to divide.
世间与主义什么意思呢?
What does thought and attitude mean?
最难看清, 最难判明的事情,
there are things that are most difficult to judge.
你的人自然自恋不自信,
because although we can see each other physically, we cannot know what's the depth of your
heart. 你怎么知道这个人的思念里面的意念里面的思想,
how do we know the true motive of a person, his true thoughts and attitude?
但是神的道有这个功能,
but the word of God has this power.
所以许多人要来看神, 听上帝道的结果, 上帝的道把他看出来了。
So many of us want to come to see what the word of God can do, but the word of God changes him instead.
许多人要来反对上帝, 要来审判上帝, 结果来听到的时候, 就在神的审判之下悔改了。
Some people come to judge God and want to rebel against him, but when they listen to the sermon, they are changed and judged by God instead. Not a person can know what is within your heart.
两刃的利剑刺透你的灵魂啊,
but a double-edged sword can pierce your soul and spirit.
两刃的利剑已经刺透破开到你的骨节骨髓。
The double-edged sword can pierce your joints and marrow.
这个不是真的你真的吹开来了。
It doesn't mean you're actually divided.
人个人最难的事情, 神都可以做到,
it means that the hardest thing to man, God can accomplish.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
自从神的道在世界被传开以来,
since the preaching of the word of God,
有多少人心灵深处没有人能看透的事情, 在神的道面前都赤露敞开了。
There are numerous people who have hidden attitude in their hearts, they are exposed in front of the word of God.
你在上帝的面前还能隐藏吗?
Can you hide anything in front of the word of God?
你在上帝面前还能刚硬住心吗?
Can you still rebel him in front of God?
你在上帝面前还能遮盖你的罪吗?
Can you hide your sin from God?
诗篇告诉我们,
the Psalms tell us,
那能隐藏他的罪恶,
those who hide the sin,
那能遮盖他的罪恶的人有福气了,
those who can hide their sin are blessed.
但是真的能吗? 没有可能的,
it is impossible.
你把你的罪隐藏起来,
when you hide your sin,
你把你的恶遮盖起来,
when you cover your evilness,
你就像用纸来包火一样的笨,
it is as silly as trying to cover fire with a piece of paper.
我常常记得季志文牧师讲道的时候有三句话,
there are three sentences from the Reverend Andrew G when he preached.
可能我对你们提过了,
perhaps I've mentioned this before.
不要隐藏罪恶,
he always said, do not hide your sin.
你要不要抗拒圣灵,
and always said, do not deny the Holy Spirit.
你不要把你的罪带回家去,
and do not bring your sin home.
你不要消灭圣灵的感动,
and do not quench the moving of the Holy Spirit.
你不要把你的罪带回去,
do not bring your sin home.
这些话常常在我心中感动,
these words always move me in my heart.
当神的光照耀的时候,
when the light of God comes to enlighten us,
就像赤露敞开一样,
we are exposed to him as if we are naked.
我小的时候听过一个老牧师开布道会,
When I was young, I heard an old preacher preaching.
那时候我才八岁。
I was only 8.
很爱去听到。
I love to listen to the
sermons. 但是一般就打瞌睡了。
But halfway, I will always fall asleep.
所以我跟我的哥哥说，要不要再去？
So I asked my brother, should we go again?
我们两兄弟去那边睡觉，很不好意思。
Two of us sleep together, it's not so nice.
但是他说这个牧师的故事很好听。
But he said that this pastor can have good stories.
我们再去。
And then let's go again.
但是我们昨天在那边睡觉，两个睡来睡去。
But yesterday we were sleeping, so it was quite embarrassing.
后来他四岁，我八岁。
He was 10 and I was 8.
我想一个办法。
We thought of a method.
带一杯水去。
We were brought a cup of water.
放在两个人的中间。
To put between us.
快要睡觉的时候。
When we are about to fall asleep.
用水揉揉眼睛。
We used the water to dab our eyes.
轮到他也揉揉眼睛在里。
And then he would do the same.
后来我听到他讲一个笑话，很好听的。
And there was a joke that he said was very nice.
一个有钱人。
Said a rich man.
他去找医生的时候。
When he looked for a doctor.
很怕医生敲他很多钱。
He was afraid that the doctor would cheat him.
平常穿着西装笔挺去找医生，故意穿破烂的衣服。
And when he see the doctor, he purposely chose a very lousy clothing.
就可以便宜一点了。
And maybe he will be cheaper.
所以当他照了 X 光以后呢
？After he had his X-ray,
医生了多少钱
？He asked the doctor how much.
穿一个穷人的样子。
And he looked as if he was poor.
医生说八十块。
The doctor said $80.
我说我是穷人，我不能付八十块。
And he said, I'm very poor, I cannot afford it.
医生无论如何八十块。
The doctor said it doesn't matter, it's just
$80. 医生你可怜可怜我，你看我很穷，不要给我太贵。
And he said, Doctor, have mercy, I'm very poor, do not charge me.
医生说八十块。
The doctor said $80.
我没有这么多钱。
And the man said, I don't have so much money.
你不要多嘴，我刚才 X 光看见你袋子里有2000块。
The doctor said to the X-ray, I see that you have $2,000.
你对我说你穷有什么用？
It doesn't matter that you say you are
poor. 我有 X 光啊。
I have X-ray.
你的是这种眼睛啊。
You just have physical
eyes. 我有 X 光，我看到你带着2000块吗？
From the X-ray, I can see that you are rich.
他说你只有80块。
How can you cheat?
你没有办法欺骗上帝。
So you cannot cheat God.
你不要隐藏罪恶。
Do not hide your sin.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not quench the moving of the Holy Spirit.
不要刚硬的心。
Do not harden your heart.
上帝的话传开的时候。
When the word of God is preached.
你是什么人？
What are you?
你是赤裸敞开的。
You are naked. Before God.
因为上帝的话就是 X 光啊。
Because the word of God is like an X-ray.
Super X 光。
It's a super X-ray.
看到你心灵深处，你的不坚不摧，你的思念主义，全部给他判断了。
He can see it to the deepest part of your life, your soul and spirit, your joint and marrow, and your thoughts and attitude.
翰明这个字，希腊文就是 critikos。
In the Greek language, it's critikos。
什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
他就审问你。
It means it judges you.
他就开审你了。
It has a judging effect.
你在神的审判之下。
You are within the judgment of God.
你没有办法隐藏。
There is no way you can hide.
是这个意思。
This is what it means.
所以我们灵性要长进，不要再自欺欺人了。
For us to grow spiritually, we ought not to fool ourselves.
我们不要听好话，我们要听实话。
We do not just want to listen to good words, we want to listen to the honest truth.
当上帝的道从讲台、从圣经、从信息中间传出来的时候，
When the word of God is preached from the pulpit, from his messages,
把我们的心里、把我们的思想、把我们里面一切的东西都照明的时候，
When it enlightens our hearts, everything that we are thinking about in our hearts,
就是神活泼、有效力等道的能力要运行在你身上的时候。
It is when the power of God, active and living, is moving within your life.
我们要感谢上帝。
We must give Him thanks.
我们大家好好读这两节圣经好吗
？Let us read these two verses again.
一同开声来读。
We read it together.
希伯来书第四章第十二十三节。
Hebrews 4:12-13.
一二三，上帝的道是活泼，是有效的，比一切两刃的剑更锋利，甚至灵魂与灵。骨节与骨髓都能赤裸破开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主面前都是赤裸敞开的。感谢上帝。
Thanks be to him.
我们大家站起来
祷告。Let us stand up and pray.
荣耀归主名，荣耀归主名，主宝贝显然洗净我心，荣耀归主名。